again, a lot of times we may think, why is that on Wednesday night? And what you'd say, some of the most dedicated to the church will be here on Wednesday, but I've got some scripture on her heart that's been on my heart for a few weeks now, and really feel like this is where the Lord would have us to go tonight. But I want us to turn over to the book of Acts, and we'll be turning over to the book of Ephesians also. But the book of Acts in the 19th chapter. No doubt, hopefully we're all familiar here in this chapter with where I'm going to read here, where Paul was and where the church was, I mean, in its journey. And then as we're coming along, but in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, in the 13th verse, the Bible said, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." And we'll stop right there. If you would, just bear with me. I'm going to read quite a bit here, maybe just for a minute. Turn over to the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. And there again, a very familiar scripture in this. And I'm just going to read this down through this chapter for a ways here. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your own, or are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Now listen, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And I believe I'll stop right there for just a little bit. I've had this scripture on our heart, like I say, for quite a while now. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times that I've thought about those seven sons of Sceva over there in that day. And I thought about those men, Isaac, in that time, how that people was seeing, Trevor, the workings of the Lord. And if you read about Paul, he had such a power of God upon his life that he was even sending out handkerchiefs that he had there unto people. And we've read how that people would even bring out in front of the apostles. They'd be laying their sick out there. The church had a power on it in that day, Aiden. It was just unmatchable in this world, and people saw that, and you get to reading there how it talked about these sons of Sceva, and it talked about those in that day there that was exorcists and different types of things, and those people was desiring the things that come from serving God, that to see those things take place was miraculous in that day. But in their zeal to get the glory, it wasn't. They went out there and they tried to use the same name, Conley. They tried to use it, Erlene, that same name that Paul preached, that same name that the disciples, the apostles was preaching in, Isaac. These people, these were sons of a priest here. They were seven sons of Sceva, which was a priest there in that day, a chief priest. These were people that should have been around the house of God, the tabernacles and the things that was of God there, had been around and should have known. That power didn't come from the men that held that position, but it came from the God that ordained that position. And I'm afraid today there's a lot of people that's been raised up in church, that's been around church, and they've not realized yet it's not just in the assembly, but it's in the anointing of God. It's in the power of the name that's preached. It's not in the man that's standing. It's in the man that he's standing for. Hey, I'm here to tell you today, as them seven sons of Sceva went out, that saw miraculous things take place. Hey, and I'm afraid today, as we've got a lot going out and we're trying to use God in the name of Jesus Christ, we're going out over in people trying to stand up against sin. Hey, and what I got to thinking about in that is I got over into Ephesians. And got to thinking how that God warned us over there in that. In the Word of God, He didn't say you get on just a little bit of this armor. He didn't say dabble in it a little bit. No, He didn't. He didn't say just get you just a little dose. It's all going to work all right. He said get the whole armor. There wasn't no way. He said that's the only way that you're going to be able to withstand all the fiery darts. He used all and whole in that shooting. These men was trying to go up against something in their own self. They were trying to go up against a wickedness that was on somebody in their own self. I want you to mind, as I've thought about this earlier, you think about this, this was seven men. Seven sons of Sheba. It went up against this one man that had wickedness on him. It'd take a mighty big man really to hold back seven men. I don't really care about what size they was. But I want you to know something. As they went out and they tried to preach in a name that they didn't even know nothing about. This man looked down and he said, "Paul, we know. Jesus, we know." He said, "Who are ye?" We better be careful when we go out into this world, even as children of God, going out into it and trying, Melissa, in our own selves to stand against it, trying to come up. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you ain't got the whole armor of God on you, hey, the devil knows who you are. He knows the power of God. These men was trying to take the name of God and to use the power, and they know nothing about the power. And that old devil knows they were no match for him. You know what he knows about me and you, Matt? We ain't no match for him. We come in the name of the Lord. And we've got some power behind what we're doing. We go in our name, and I'm going to tell you what. Do you know how them men went out? Come on, that old devil come upon them, Isaac, and he sent him out, sent them out of there naked and beaten. He's an old devil. And it's rearing up and it's a taking hold on our people. Reverend, it's why I'm trying to tell you, why this church tries to tell you what you're going through right now. It's hard, son. You keep the whole armor on you. You keep everything that God said to keep in your life there. Otherwise, you know what you're going to do? You're going to get overcome. And you know what? Them men went out of there shame. They was naked. That old evil spirit rose up in that man. You listen to me. He said, "And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded." Daniel, we can't fight against this world. Today we can't fight sin in this old sinful flesh. You know what's going to happen when we try to go up against it? I thought about something as I was studying this scripture. Over in 2 Corinthians, he tells us not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now I know a lot of times we use that, and I do when I'm counseling somebody that's getting ready to get married. Dana, I tell them about that. I'm going to tell you something. I believe you ought to try to be yoked up with another child of God if you're going to get married, because you're going to face some things in your life that's going to get hard, and if both of you is pulling two different ways, one towards the world, one towards God, it's going to split something. I believe that. Can it work? Yes, God can move in there and He can change things. But you shouldn't put something on your life that shouldn't, don't need to be there. But as I got to thinking on these things, I thought about how sometimes we'll say, "Well, I'll just go out." I had a man tell me how he could sit down and drink a beer with people and get through to them better than I could. You know what that'll do? That unequally yoke. And God won't yoke up with the world. He won't. You ain't going to hit him up and pull the wagon with the world. And when something's unequally yoked, that's exactly where these seven sons of Sheba was. They're still yoked up with the world trying to fight the devil.
And if we get yoked up with the world, and we ain't got the whole armor of God on our life, you know what we've left? We've left ourselves exposed somewhere. Some preacher, I read my Bible.
That's part of it.
Preacher, I pray.
That's part of it. But there's more to it.
He says over in that, listen to that. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able. He didn't say put on a part of it. He said put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know what that tells us?
You ain't got it all on it. You ain't going to be able to withstand it. And just like them seven sons of Sceva, that old evil spirit will prevail against you. You know what it'll do? It'll overcome you. And you know what it'll do? It'll send you out naked and wounded and defeated and run. You want to tell me, just to be straight up honest with you, you want to know what happens to half of the people that goes to church? They come in half-hearted. The first little old thing, then the church, and it will, Isaac. You learn something if you're ever pastoring, or even when you stand to preach evangelizing. The church is better realize that there's going to be an old evil spirit come up against them. And it's going to get hard. It seems like that's been what I've been teaching, trying to get across to these young'uns, is don't think it's going to be easy. I don't want them to think it is. I want them to know something. Not be strong in your might, but be strong in the might and the power of God. Get the whole armor on. Hey, people gets in the church and everything's going great and things is just rolling right along. And the first time the church gets in a struggle under the travail, they are trying to see somebody born again. The devil grabs his old head up and goes to fighting. You want to know what happens? Just like the sons of Sceva, that evil spirit jumps on the ones that ain't prepared. They'll tuck tail and run, wounded and naked. Why did Paul's ministry have such an impact? Why did the men of God that stood through the Word of God have such an impact and see souls saved? They kept their armor on. What the church better do, we better keep our armor on. And when the church gets to struggling, and she will, when the devil rears his old head and that old evil spirit walks through the door and comes right into the house of God, he goes to trying to fight those that's got the armor on. Those that's where God needs them to be. Hey, them's the ones that's going to be the help unto those that teed up with that old spirit. Every time a lost man walks through that door, he teed up with that old evil spirit. That's the old spirit of the devil. That's the old spirit of the Antichrist. And you know what Antichrist means, Daniel? It means against God. Against the Christ. It's anti-Christ. Same spirit is on that old man over there. And when that spirit walks through and it's got a hold of somebody, church needs to be where it needs to be.
Oh, yes.
It needs to have its armor on. You got to listen to all of it. You preached on enduring hardness. As what? A good soldier. They even in our today's armies, can they wear armor?
They try to cover themselves in a manner to where that they can deflect whatever that the enemy's got to come out with.
God didn't leave his church ill-prepared.
He didn't leave us without an instruction manual to go along with it. Why, preacher? You want me to tell you something?
And we're standing there toe to toe. You got an idea. Our money tried to draw back and hit you. And you know what? I think if you know that in your mind, you know what? You've got a defense set up. You're ready for that. You're ready to defend yourself. To counteract it, Tommy. Well, guess what? It ain't another man that's coming after you.
Because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
Audrey, honey, there's something coming after you, and it ain't another person. It might be the spirit that's in another person. Connie, it's going to come after you. It's going to come after me.
The Lord warned us, Erlene. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Them seven sons of Sceva thought they could just throw the name of Jesus out there. Never even know nothing about it. Read about old Samson. As far as what we've got, one of the strongest, most fit, able warriors in the flesh that we've ever known of. And what would happen when the power of God come on Samson? Why, they wasn't an army alive that could withstand his strength. They wasn't gates anywhere that was going to bind him down. There wasn't one thing that was going to hold him back. And he got to take advantage of what God had placed on his life. And there come a day when he got to laying his head down in places where it ought not been laid.
Hey, and when he done that, you want me to tell you what he done?
He started exposing some places where he didn't have his armor on right. Where he didn't.
Hey, what did he start doing?
Oh, at first he fought it off. At first he just told on the lie of what you wanted to hear. Hey, and he'd rise himself as he once did. And he would go out in the spirit of God able to fight.
But he kept laying his head down.
Kept laying his head down. Till finally one day he exposed where the weakness was in his armor. For granted the power that was on his life. And then one day he let down from that armor. He was a Nazarite, set aside for the work of God, sanctified under the use of God. What was one of the stipulations for a Nazarite? One of them was that there wasn't to be a razor took to his head. Another one was he was not to drink strong drink. There was other things, Tommy, there that Samson may have never failed in. But you know what he did? He exposed one of them. Just one, Isaac. Just her. Just her. That's all it was. And went up against an old evil spirit. Just looking for one place. Wasn't trying to strip him of the whole armor. Just one little chink in it. That's all they need to find. The devil may not be coming to you trying to strip you of your whole armor, but you want to know what you're trying to do? Take one little piece of it off. That's all he needs.
And there's a reason it says, above all, taking on the shield of faith.
You know what that does? That shield of faith goes out in front. And it prevents anything from getting through the body. If we let that down, then you know what happens? We start letting other things get a little closer to us. Get a little closer to us. The next thing you know, it's broke down something. It's even closer. And there it goes, that fiery dart. It ain't going to come at you with your natural eyes. You see it coming. It's not flesh and blood. It's powers. It's principalities. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. Things you can't even see. So a fiery dog you see was a wicked. And then your little try to come in and it'll try to hit you. It'll try to take you down.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. He didn't tell us just to do a little bit. He says, having done all, to stand. Don't leave no openings. He said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Every man is tempted.
What lets that get through? You let your shield down. You let your faith in God down.
You get to trust in the old man behind the shield for a bit. And you'll get enticed. And the next thing you know, you're baited. The next thing you know, you're like the seven sons of Sheba. You're running out of the house naked and wounded. Ashamed. Because we will not. Cannot.
You read that over there about being unequally yoked. He tells us to separate.
To come out from among. You say, they're just my friends. I want to see them saved. You keep telling them about the Lord. You keep going to church. You keep standing firm on that word. Don't let them drag you back out into the world. Don't it seem like it's a whole lot easier sometimes for some people to get somebody that goes to church to go do their worldly things with them than it is to get that person to leave their worldly things and come to church? We've got to be careful. Because we're easily enticed. In the first place it starts, we let down our faith. And we let down where we know we need to keep strong in. Because he said, above all. You keep that shield up. And it'll prevent a whole lot of trouble. If I keep that shield up, preacher, you ever let your shield down? Many a time. Many, many, many a time. And I faced the consequences for it. And I learned from it. You keep punching me in the nose, and I'm going to learn how to dodge. Yeah. Old devil, he keeps hitting me every time I let my shield down. I'm going to learn to keep it up. If I don't, I'm just stupid. Preach, that ain't a nice word. No, but it pretty much describes it, don't it?
The whole armor of God. That's the only way that we shall be able to withstand. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, I want you to grab a hold of this, because it really hit me as I was studying through this. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, he's telling us to pray in the Spirit, have on the whole armor in our life. And he says, pray in the Spirit, all prayer and all supplication in the Spirit. And he says, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And what does the Lord tell us to do? Pray for one another. You don't want to know what the first thing that the devil will try to do when he's trying to hurt our relationship with God? He'll try to pull you away from the church. Why? Because we're commanded. We've got the whole armor of God on. And we're going to be praying in the Spirit one for another. And as it says right there in that, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now listen, Paul didn't look at them and just say, I'm a preacher, and I want you to do that. But as he asked them and as he told them what they needed to be doing, one of the things that he truly needed out of the body of Christ and the church was, and for me. He was requesting the prayers of God's people. You read that in the context that it says it there. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. See, Paul realizes he's in the flesh just like everybody else is. And you know what he needs? The church. He needs the church. At the times when Paul may get weak, at the times when Paul's heart gets overcome, Paul needs the church to be praying for him. You know what we each one need? We need the prayers of those we love. We need the prayers of one another. We heard it tonight, didn't we? Testimony of somebody tonight. They told him how much they needed the church. I'm here to tell you, I need you, church. For this to work as the body of Christ, we each one need to have on the whole armor. Because what are we? A soldier in this. And we are fighting this together. First thing the devil would like to do, and then he'd like to get me and you at odds. He'd like to turn us on one another. Do you know what he won't do if we keep the whole armor on? He won't be able to do that. No, we'll be fighting side by side. There were seven sons of Sceva that was not even fighting together. They wasn't there in the name of the Lord. They was there to benefit themselves. But you want to know what happened when the world seen? When all the people seen that, there was fear went across that whole land. You know what they realized? Paul was standing in the Spirit. Paul was preaching the name of Christ. Paul was preaching his name. And the name of Christ had power on it, everybody. You know what this world's going to see? That the devil can destroy man, but he can't destroy the church. And it said over there in that day that let me read it. That 20th verse over there in the 19th chapter, he said, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You want to see the Spirit of God get a hold of your daddy? You want to see the Spirit of God get a hold of people? Keep the whole armor on. And let the world see that God is overcoming in the name of His Son. It's not because you got a great pastor. It ain't because you got the best deacon board.
It ain't because of that. It ain't all them other things and them members down there at community chapel. They're just the best people. No, it ain't that. It's when the world looks, it sees some soldiers for God. It sees people with the whole armor on their life. And whenever something comes up against them, they don't turn tail and run. No, because there's nothing to be feared when the devil starts throwing his fiery darts. Because they've got the shield of faith up. They're trusting God. And when the battle gets hot, hey, I'm going to tell you what the people of God keep doing. They keep marching forward. We don't call retreats in this battle. Hey, that's one thing about my God. He don't tuck tail and run. Hey, if we got on the whole armor, Conley Freeman, you want to know how we're going to do? We're going to keep marching forward. You want to know what we're going to feel like sometimes? Running. We're going to feel like throwing down our shield. But you want to know something? We better know a better man to do it. Keep your shield up. Keep your armor on. And keep going forward for the Lord. Preacher, I know, like I told you, this is a Wednesday night crowd. It's the ones that's here on Sunday night. It's the ones that's here when everything's going haywire during the week, and they look forward to getting back on Wednesday night. Why are you telling us this, preacher? Because we need our pure minds stirred up by way of remembrance. We need to keep moving forward, darling. We're going to feel like slacking off just a little bit and quitting. We're going to feel like laying down. Because the battle's getting fierce and the battle's getting hard. Keep pressing forward to get the victory. Endure that hardness. If you got your shield up, you ain't the one getting hit. You know who's taking all the blows? He is. He's already took all the blows. We got our faith in Him. I may die tomorrow, Isaac. I may not get to see everything that the Lord's placed as a vision in my heart. May not, Tony. I may not get to see it all through, but it's all right because it ain't mine. It's God's. But the Lord has got some great things coming. He's got a great work going. It may be another generation down the road. I may be dead laying in the grave. There'll be a generation down the road. It's worth pressing through the hardships. Because they've seen some others stand through them. You know why I'm here tonight? I know it works. I seen some that went before me, and I wondered sometimes, how did they keep going? I seen some that walked this path, and I thought, maybe anybody else would have just given up and quit. I've seen some try to stand in their own glory. And I've seen them run out that door naked and wounded. But those that I've seen that endured, those that I've seen as a good soldier, has had an impact in my life. And I want some of these others to see it in mine. Not for my glory, but for His.
Yes, sir.
It's all about Him, Gene. It ain't about me. I can't fight no battles without a dreamer and a tank leader. Because without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him,
naked and wounded, and I'm out that door right there because that old evil spirit will tear me to shreds. It'll leap on me.
Why didn't this come up and tap him? What did it do? That man leaps on them. And they got over the couch. And we use no stronger than they are without the armor of God.
We'll see. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You want to see the word of God prevail? Keep going, Lord. Stay in the battle. Keep going forward. Wonderful things ahead of us, Matt. I really believe that. You're just trying to be motivational.
I'm going to tell you what. If what we've seen around this church can't motivate you, you need to get saved.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about it.
If what God ain't done and doing in our lives and in this church don't motivate you, there's something wrong with you. But you want me to tell you something?
The devil's going to come fighting, and he's going to come at every angle he can. And he's going to try to get you to let your shield down. And when you get your shield down, you don't want to know what he's going to do? He's going to find a place where you let down on your armor somewhere. And that fiery dart's going to find you. It might just be reading your Bible. It might be in your prayer life. He'll find where the weakness is. And you know what he'll do? He'll grab a dart. Just as deep as he can in you.
That's what he does.
But you want to know why Paul wanted them to pray for him?
I shut my Bible, I shouldn't have had. You want to know why Paul wanted them to pray for him? He said, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak."
I need your prayer, church, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
I ain't above it, Isaac. I need you. I told this church when I come here 10 years ago,
and I still today mean it. I need you more than you need me. God called me to preach.
And you know what I need to be able to do? Speak boldly. As I ought to speak. What does that mean, preacher? I got to keep my armor on. I need you standing right beside me. I need every one of us in this together.
And every one of our shields up. You know what? Those shields usually just cover. And I've heard people go through this and say your back ain't covered and all this different stuff like that. You're
covered all the way around in the armor of God.
But you know what? When you get more people around you with a shield of faith, you're standing beside me and I'm standing beside you. Daniel's over there, Erlene's got her shield up. You know what we formed? Big old shield of faith. Together. You ever watched any of these old war things? You know what they do? They'll a lot of times they'll group right up together when the enemies are coming in around them. You know what they do? They form this big old circle and they all throw their shields up. Spears, arrows, you name it, can come at them, and you know what it'll do? They keep passing off. Why, it's scary underneath there. Can't you imagine that? You know what? In God's army, we all get in this together, we get our shields up, it's going to get scary, but you know what? Every fiery dart's going to bounce right off. God's army's going to prevail and move forward. Ain't no worse to quit than stop. I think about that. I think it might have been, I can't remember who it was telling me that, Gene Turner, he said there ain't no parking places in this, in serving the Lord. That means we just keep moving, don't we? Ain't no place to park.
But keep going forward in this battle. We don't lay down and talk about how terrible the day is, and it's just a bad day we live in. I don't know what we're going to do. Well, I do. Do what the Lord said. Get your armor on and get in the fight.
Come in here, like you said, and suddenly see you throw a name around that you ain't had nothing to do with all week.
I could go on. The Lord said that's enough. I love you.